USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be in Washington, D.C. today to meet with President Biden, hold a press conference at the White House, and address a joint session of Congress. Elon Musk is announcing he will resign as CEO of Twitter. Musk tweeted that he will step down when he finds someone foolish enough to take over. He said once he steps down as CEO, he will continue to run the software and servers teams. The Biden administration, focusing on immigrants, is asking the Supreme Court to end asylum restrictions like Title 42, but not until at least after Christmas. As the border crisis rages, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox reminds Americans how secure the border was under Republican leadership.
And that it was just 2.5 years ago when we had the most secure border in decades under President Trump doing four things. Remain in Mexico, Title 42, in catch and release, and build the border wall.
The Nevada governor, on his way out of office, was attempting to skirt Nevada's constitution.
Democrat Steve Sisolak wanted to discuss with the Nevada Pardons Board commuting the sentences of the state's 57 people on death row to life without parole. But a judge blocked the idea from even being raised at Tuesday's Pardons Board meeting because it would not give victims enough notice. A voter-approved change to Nevada's constitution says victims are entitled to 15 days' notice before officials may talk about commutation. Sisolak, who lost his re-election bid, leaves office on January 3rd. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
The Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee voted along party lines on Tuesday to release President Trump's tax records from 2015 to 2020. The motion approved by all 24 Democrats on the committee will reportedly give the returns to the entire House of Representatives. This is USA News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.
Idaho police investigating the four college students murdered in Moscow, Idaho, found a white Hyundai Elantra abandoned in Oregon as a possible link to the unsolved slayings last month. Eugene, Oregon police called Moscow PD to alert them to the car, which was badly damaged and had no license plates. The person found in the car was homeless and it did not belong to him. The FBI recently increased manpower on the case, adding 30 agents to help. The Phoenix, Arizona, NBA, and WNBA basketball teams will soon have a new owner.
Billionaire mortgage lender Matt Ishbia is finalizing a purchase of the franchise along with the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. According to ESPN, the deal for both teams, which is going to be completed soon, is going to cost $4 billion. It'll put an end to the tumultuous tenure of former owner Robert Sarver. Ishbia, who is the CEO of United Wholesale Mortgage, has a background on the hardwood, having played three seasons at Michigan State University from 1999 to 2002. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Convicted murderer Scott Peterson's attempt for a new trial was denied on Tuesday when a California judge ruled the man convicted of murdering his wife Lacey and their unborn son was not warranted a new trial, despite allegations of a juror's misconduct. Lawmakers unveiled Tuesday a wide-ranging $1.65 trillion spending bill for fiscal 2023, with great increases in military and domestic funding. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.